Let's turn to the next exercise. This exercise is going back to the incorporation exercise you did a moment ago. Only this time we're going to expand its scope. Rather than using just one item which somehow has to come into the story, I'm going to invite you to start using three items and put all three into the story. Now remember, all the rules still count. You have the three pillars of storytelling. You have the idea of reincorporation. You're going to visualize a thing inside your mind, and you're going to start just making boring stories. In other words, you don't have to try and make them interesting. Keep things within the circle. So every time the story moves forward one pace, keep it within the new circle that's being created there, and don't try and be interesting or do novel or creative, because trying to do that will actually have the opposite effect. Don't stifle your creativity. Don't analyze or criticize yourself. Just go with the flow. Go with whatever your unconscious mind gives you. And remember, it's repetition that is the most important. In this exercise you're about to do, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of different things to incorporate, three items at a time. And your job is to somehow interweave those items to fit them into the story and let them interrelate with each other. In the next track, I'm going to give an example of what I mean by this. And after that, I'll give you a whole bunch of things to spur your own mind. And then it's really up to you to go out there and find all kinds of random things and then make up stories about them, or make up stories that include them. This is a very challenging exercise, but a lot of fun, and really goes to the heart of storytelling. When you can do this, you'll be able to start including hypnotic material and really getting to the point of influence and persuasion really quickly.